This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Black Lives Matter would have black Americans believe that they should fall in line when it comes to the confiscation of the one thing that stands in the way of tyrannical oppression, the Second Amendment. Rapper Killer Mike and others have spoken up for the great equalizer with a long history of protecting black communities now threatened by an unrelenting liberal agenda.
We are raising a generation of kids where everyone gets a trophy. But in real life, everyone don't get a trophy.
No.
You know, in real life, the cops don't come on time. You know, in real life, depending on where you live, you're not going to have the time to try to logic your way out of something.
I think if you look at the, right after the Emancipation Proclamation, what was going on down in the southern states, it's very clear that the Dixiecrats wanted to disarm black people to keep us from defending ourselves against the Klansmen who were murdering white and black Republicans to control the ballot box. So I think history is ripe with examples of there's a correlation, direct correlation between gun control and black people control.
From what was said today, it seems that gun control, in fact, hurts the African-American community.
We've seen why there was so much gun control earlier in life, in American life, because it controlled African-Americans. Gun control is about controlling people.
The right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny. Not to hunt, the hunt. It's to protect yourself from the police.
And do you see any link between that and these sorts of incidents?
No. Nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? If somebody wants to kill people, you know, they don't need a gun to do it.
Makes it easier, though, doesn't it?
Not really. You can use, you can strap explosives on your body. They do that all the time.
Let me tell you what Frederick Douglass said about the right of self-defense. When government fails to protect the just right of any individual man, that man rests on his original right of self-defense, even if it means shooting down his pursuers. Slaves plus guns equal freedom. The abolition of slavery was inevitably due to the arming of blacks. Now, if you think for 1 minute that I'm going to cede these rights back to the federal government or any court, you better think again.
And why should these folks be concerned? The recently signed omnibus snuck Senator John Cornyn's Fix NICS Act gun control legislation right by the American people. Gun Owners of America writes, the bill now contains Take the Guns First language to send millions of additional names to the FBI background check system. These will include many veterans and older seniors, plus those with outstanding traffic tickets and medical marijuana cards. But then there's more. The GOP's school safety proposal, also buried in the more than 2,200-page bill, prohibits money from being used for guns and gun training. So none of the omnibus funds can be used to arm teachers or school resource officers, as had been proposed to the American people.
Not someone who's overstayed a visa, not someone who crossed a border without permission, but an American citizen. What process is currently afforded an American citizen before they go on that list?
I'm sorry, there's not a process afforded the citizen prior to getting on the list. There is a process should someone feel they are unduly placed on
the list. Yes, there is. And when I say process, I'm actually using half of the term due process, which is a phrase we find in the Constitution, that you cannot deprive people of certain things without due process.
There are far greater economic issues plaguing parts of America that unfortunately require a defenseless American citizen, like a woman, for instance, to pack heat. Take that away, and America plummets into far more chaos than it's already in. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to kick off the main broadcast. We are seeing the totally synthetic, artificial, Soros Democratic Party-funded move to not just destroy the Second Amendment, but also the First Amendment. But the sleeping giant is awake.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Well, on the heels of the omnibus debacle Friday, and that nightmare situation, we are then treated to 500,000 young people led by their teachers, led by their professors, led by the breakaway government of government employees, marching to have the constitutional right that the country was founded on and that actually started the Revolutionary War, marching to declare gun owners the enemy and marching to declare that they would confiscate all of our guns and kill anyone that did not turn them in. We have video clip after video clip after video clip of them saying, we're going to ban all your guns. We're going to take all your guns. And you may say that you're going to take it from our cold, dead hands. Well, we're going to take it from your cold, dead hands. We've got the signs. We've got the speeches. We've got videos from around the country, not just in D.C., with people running for office, for the office of sheriff and other offices, saying, sure, you're not going to turn your guns in? We're going to kill you. And, of course, congressmen going and speaking at town halls saying, time to use the Second Amendment against Trump. This is a real move by the globalists, by the left, by George Soros, who successfully overthrown countless countries, including Ukraine, to pull off the same thing here in the United States. That is what we're facing. That is what we're dealing with. This is the reality. They know politically the country is realigning against globalism, realigning against collectivism, realigning against socialism, realigning against the Department of Education and all these predatory groups, and they don't know what to do except get aggressive. They played clips of myself and Dana Loesch over and over and over again during the eight-hour event that C-SPAN covered live. And they would play clips of me saying, Hitler took the guns, Stalin took the guns, Mao took the guns, and if you try to take the guns, 1776 will commence again. They think that by putting that out, which is true, it's inoculating the students to where when they hear the truth later in life, they never wake up and go, wow, Hitler, Stalin, and Mao did take the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And then they played Dana Loesch saying they'll march and they'll rally and they'll blame gun owners, but we'll stand firm. So it's a tactic they use, and I see it a lot. I don't know what to call it. But it's where they take something that's totally true, like water's wet or 2 + 2 = 4, or free market works better than socialism, or America's better than most other countries, and that America actually has lower crime rates than countries that have total gun bans, like Mexico, Brazil, and many others. or that the only country with, you know, lower crime rates than us is in Europe, Switzerland, that has basically almost no crime because of their right to keep and bear arms, and that the pockets of crime are in blue areas where they have gun bans. They were playing clips. Last night I got home and I watched hours of it because it had archived. It was over. The live event was over, so I could fast forward to shots in between set changes when they had other Hollywood people come out or other rock bands come out or other hip-hop bands come out and call for gun control in between the washed-up Hollywood stars and Democratic Party operative students reading their teleprompters and their talking points. And they would play clips of me and Dana Loesch and clips of Charlton Heston and clips of Wayne LaPierre and clips of the Motor City Madman, my fellow patriot and now Texan, who I want to get back on the show this week. We're about to hear the big interview we did with him, Ted Nugent. They'd play clips of Governor Huckabee. They'd play clips of everybody, demonizing him, saying, this is the enemy. And then they would sit there and say, we're coming for you. You're shaking in your boots. We're going to get you. So what is that tactic where they put truthful things we're saying up and then demonize it? Remember just a month ago, the big evil YouTube was taking down my channels. They were taking down thousands of other channels. Weeks later, they banned most of the gun channels. And they said, you're bullying children, claiming that David Hogg and others are crisis actors and no one happened in Parkland. No one died. Was it true? What we said was, out of 3,000 students, they picked four to fly around on private jets who were Democratic Party operatives to spout their propaganda over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then when anybody criticized them, they said, oh, you're bullying kids. And then they ran newscasts all over the place saying, look, Jones is insane. He says this students' movement nationwide is synthetic and funded. The day after the Women's March, funded by George Soros and the Democratic Party, said, we're running this, we're funding it, we're organizing it. And then BuzzFeed a week later admitted it. So I was reporting facts. And their response was, misrepresent what Alex Jones has said and then shut him up. Then David Hogg over the last week put out a profanity-laced video going, F gun owners, F old people, they're all morons. We played the bleep clip. That was banned. So YouTube banned a video of David Hogg bullying himself. You see, because Hogg's like Jesus. You aren't allowed to criticize him. He's the second coming. He's a public figure. He now wears a purple armband. I mean, the fascist iconography is incredible. And they're saying this public figure cannot be criticized. So they're going to have their cake and eat it too. Go up to the First Amendment. And so George Soros-funded Media Matters did this same thing where they took the truthful clip I said, the truthful statement, again, this was on March 4th. I've been saying it for a week before that, or for 2 weeks before that. It happened on Valentine's Day. And they played it with a clip from my own home, like I was weird and I was discredited and I was bad, that I said that it was completely scripted. Now, that was true then. That is true now. This was 18 days after the Parkland shooting. It was known the day after that the Democrats were funding it, giving the scripts. Hogg and others were on video going, I'm sorry, what am I supposed to say? What was it again? Not that they were not victims, not that the shooting didn't happen, but that they were chosen because they were in the drama club, because they were anti-gun, and because they would go along with the agenda. And now, there they are with thousands of buses. We have videos that Jack Posobiec and others shot where you see hundreds pulling in, and still hundreds more. I was there in D.C. when Soros spent $280-plus million the day after the inauguration of Trump to bring in over a million women, and I saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of buses just on the streets I saw. That's major money. And then if you say that, you're evil. If you say that, you're bad. If you say that, it doesn't exist. They want to kill logic. So here is George Soros' group, Media Matters, immoralizing me saying the sky is blue. But again, they put it out like, oh, look, don't say this. It's wrong. It's this appeal to authority, like, we're Media Matters, and all the rest of the media has to look at this now, and here's your script. Go out and say Alex Jones made this up, but this is completely grassroots. The private jets, the thousands of buses, the hundreds of millions of dollars, here it is.
It's 11 o'clock at night, Texas time, and I'm live here on Facebook for now. We have been banned from live streaming and uploading on our main YouTube channel with billions of views. And I tend to get really animated here on air. Enemies.
You know what? I went to this late. We're going to come back to this. But this is what they put out on the news as fake news. Me saying it was scripted and paid for. The whole response to get our guns. And now we have the videos and their statements where they openly say it. But let's go out with Hogg saying you're shaking because he's coming. Here it is.
You can hear the people in power shaking. They have gotten used to being protective of their position, showing safety, the safety of inaction.
I'll stop right there.
Inaction
is the safety of the globalist bodyguards, the safety of the Republicans trying to get our guns, too. Now, the power structure is shaking, but the American people are awake, and most young people are awake, and studies show most Generation Z is awake, and so this is an attempt by Hollywood, the old globalist order, to hype up and push a bunch of young people to be the new spokespersons to sucker in a whole other generation.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Full
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So on Valentine's Day, February 2018, another liberal Democrat blue city sheriff's department stood down. Coward County. And it wasn't one deputy, it wasn't two, it wasn't three, it wasn't four. Now we know it's more than 10. Just as witnesses that we had on that day and the day after said, they went outside and there were sheriff's department all just sitting there. And then those videos were banned. And they said that I had said that no one died. And then folks actually saw the videos and they went, that isn't what Mr. Jones said. So it backfired and YouTube had to put our channel back up. And David Hogg and others came out and called for us to basically be shut down. Because it's not just our Second Amendment that they're after our First Amendment. Now, let's continue here. On the heels of that, I get sued, Fox News gets sued, for pointing out that Democrats were funding Antifa that helped exacerbate what happened in Charlottesville. They then misrepresent what we said about that. So this is the tactic. As they're getting their script ready, using a crisis, not letting it go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel said, the former chief of staff for Obama. So they go pick four young people to fly around on jets, who then put out the exact Bloomberg, Obama, Hillary, / Michael Moore playbook, word for word, as anti-gun activists who are now saying they want gun bans in America. First, they said just reasonable restrictions. Now, we have their speeches. We have their signs. They're up on Infowars.com. There's a Steve Watson article we can pull up and show TV viewers where sign after sign says, we'll take your gun from your cold, dead hand. We'll confiscate your firearms. We'll ban all guns. On and on and on. And then we've got other speeches around the country at town halls. The same things being said. So this is their agenda. They're being very, very, very honest with us. And some of the speakers, we're going to play clips in the next segment, said the exact same thing. One of the first four from Parkland, the four horsemen of the Second Amendment apocalypse. That's what they want. That's what they're pushing. But they didn't want the narrative out there of, hey, the Democrats are funding this. Hey, Soros admits he's funding this. Hey, they're flying them around on private jets. Hey, CNN staging town halls and only letting people give the questions that they've been handed. Hey, a lot of these students are conservative and libertarian, including victims, and they don't have a voice. Those were the videos the first week being banned by YouTube via CNN's complaints that were filed. Their tortious interference, so that you wouldn't see the other students that we were having on. Silencing them so they could steal their right. And again, Media Matters then puts out the statements. The rest of the media, fake media, picks it up. And so you put a video out 18 days after it happens, totally admitted the Democrats are funding it all. They edit the video where I don't show the article in BuzzFeed where the Democrats admit they're running it and Soros is funding it. They just clip it out and say, look, Jones is a conspiracy theorist. He says the sky is blue. And because they've attached my name to it, they're selling the idea that I'm discredited. Because they want to discredit me at the same time they want to discredit the Second Amendment. And they recognize InfoWars is at the heart of defending the Second Amendment and mobilizing the people. Newsweek and Time, 8 years ago, in two separate articles said, Alex Jones is the prophet of the Tea Party. And that just means the guy out in the wilderness that is generating the culture, that is generating the playbook, that is generating the blueprint, that is generating the talking points that they then saw matriculating into talk radio, then onto Fox News, and then into Congress. And yes, it's true. We are patient zero. But all I've done is bring the cure to their globalism from Americana and history. I didn't write the playbook of success in America. I simply re-uploaded it, you re-uploaded it, you the audience, and now we're giving them a run for their money. So the enemy's striking back, and striking back hard. But we have the data, we have the plans, we have their operations, and we have the counterpoints. So, here I am, stating what's admitted fact, as you see the crowd of 500,000 bust in, and CNN lying about the crowd size and saying it was 1 million, Capitol Police said 500,000, and now you understand what they're scared of, the fact that I say 2 plus 2 equals 4. Here I am on March 4th saying 2 plus 2 equals 4, even 18 days after. They were still saying that the Democrats weren't involved. Here it is.
Helmet. They want to be able to smoke.
Yeah.
They want to be able to have big drinks of soda.
Yeah.
Here it is.
It's 11 o'clock at night, Texas time, and I'm live here on Facebook for now. We have been banned from live streaming and uploading on our main YouTube channel with billions of views, and I tend to get really animated here on air and in these emergency videos I do, but I'm going to really try to be calm today because of the super grave nature of all this. We will upload this on some backup channels. But think about where America has gotten and where Europe has gotten, where the political left is arresting old women that share memes against ISIS. And they put them in prison. That was in the news today. And they're only a few years ahead of where we are. This is the authoritarianism of our generation. And they say every three generations, really hardcore tyranny tends to come. And we're in the middle of that by any historical yardstick. We have seen a huge national scandal that started 7 days ago on a Friday. It's Friday night right now. I'm coming to you from my home. I'm going to walk through all this. But last Friday, CNN said, we are lobbying YouTube to take down Alex Jones. He says no kids died in Florida. He says they're all crisis actors. And then they banned videos where I was saying they're not crisis actors. It's a real shooting. They've just been Democratic Party operatives and been scripted for what they're saying. The four they chose for media coverage out of the 3,000. That's all come out.
So that was 7 days after, and then I guess a week or so after that, they republished the video. The point is that it's this weird tactic where they take something that's totally true and they put it out there like it's totally false. And this is their big assault. And so we should all be pointing out it's synthetic, it's organized, it's manufactured, it's trying to steal our right. They don't get into the sheriff's department standing down. They don't get into the fact that the person wasn't allowed to own guns. They don't get into the fact that he'd been adjudicated mentally ill. They don't get into the fact that other students don't want to be anti-gun and that they're being silenced. They don't get into the fact they're trying to shut down the free speech of pro-gun people. They don't get into any of those societal issues or that where you take the guns, you have higher crime rates in every case across the world, not just here in the U.S. They want to blame American gun owners and put guilt on us for 16 dead young people in a Democrat-run victim disarmament zone where they stood down. And then if you criticize that, they try to silence you while they talk about how they're going to kill us. And when I come back, I'm going to play them saying they're coming to take our guns, they're going to ban them all, and they're going to take them from our cold dead hands, and they're going to kill us. Well, of course you want to take our guns so you can kill us. We understand what you're all about, scum. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta-glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I think it's important to really sit back from the 30,000 foot view and quantify where we're at. Humanity's waking up to the fact that there are big multinational corporations that are involved in social engineering to try to make the public as docile, dumb, and atomized, that means alone, as possible. And everywhere the globalists are in control, they're engaging in genocide of Christians, genocide of whites, and genocide of Western culture. There's another article out by Dan Lyman. Genocide of white South Africans accelerating, warns Australian senator. And the government of South Africa responds by saying, yeah, we're going to not let you leave and basically kill you and take your property. No media coverage here in the United States. So that's for your kumbaya situation right there. And that is all being globalist financed and quarterbacked, and that is the model. Huge news, next segment. Communist China is in the news because they manipulate and control many of the data chips and many of the phone switching computers through Swedish, Dutch, German, and other front companies here in the United States. 90% of espionage in the U.S. is Chinese. That's well known. That's admitted. I have mainstream news articles getting into it. The reason I raise that issue is communist China is threatening all sorts of military action against the U.S., trade war, you name it, when they're the ones that have been in trade war with us for at least 50 years. And how does Trump, how does the EU, how does the U.K. respond? With sanctions and expelling Russian diplomats and just saying you're guilty of nerve gassing two former Russians living in England with no proof. And then a whole new Cold War is launched on the back of that, and Russia's like, it's preposterous. We don't care about some old GRU colonel. So I have stacks of news here dealing with that. China flies bombers and fighter jets near Taiwan as military tensions ramp up. Reuters. Trump to expel 60 Russian diplomats from U.S. Russia vows imminent response. The U.S. only understands force, close quote. Against common sense and intel law, Russia to retaliate over diplomats' expulsion by U.K. allies. 14 EU states announced mass coordinated expulsion of Russian diplomats over the case. So, meanwhile, China willing to hold talks with the U.S. and resolve trade differences. And then I have my really big article here. Overhaul of U.S. telecom database sparks fear of catastrophic failure. And the article out of Free Beacon doesn't get to it later. Communist Chinese compromise of the entire U.S. database. It can take down the entire U.S. phone system with their coordinated database in 1 second flat. But the Russians are going to get us. The Russians, I mean, if the Russians were involved in our business, I would be all over it. But they're not. And that's why Russia's got some high-tech weapons, but they're a big, big country, biggest in the world, geographically, and they're having real trouble. They're heavily infiltrated like we are, and they're tottering on the edge of going under globalist control. And so that's why the globalists are so excited. They're so close to just destroying the U.S., finally getting us on our knees to have their way with us. They're so close to getting Russia back under their control. And the raping and murder of Christians and just the mass slaughter makes the left drool with pleasure. You have to understand that just the they have a rapist energy. It's a satanic child molester energy. And they want to get a hold of Christian countries. People say, well, why? It didn't make sense. I know, but study communists, study socialists, study globalists. They hate you and your family. They hate God. They hate justice. That's what this is. Now, speaking of hating and wanting to kill us, there's a bunch of clips up on Infowars.com. There's a Stephen Crowder article. There's a Steve Watson article that show the signs and the post. And we want to confiscate your guns. And if you don't turn them in, we're going to get you. And if you don't turn them in, we're going to kill you. And they would have like 10 minutes of hate from 1984. They would play a clip of me and the crowd would scream with anger. I mean, they're trying to wind folks up to go out and carry out major attacks. So there's an article up on Infowars.com. Candidate for sheriff in North Carolina suggests killing Americans to take their guns. But before that, he just says ban everything but single shot, which is being honest. That's what the gun control groups want. And then I've got one of the four. The blonde, not Hogg, not the bald-headed Hispanic girl, but the other one, she's up there admitting that they're going to get all the guns. Hashtag March for Our Lives speaker admits true gun control plans. So I love how they always doublespeak. You know, Hogg, he knows his demographics. He'll go on Face the Nation and go, nobody wants your guns. Nobody. Nobody's trying to take anything. Go to sleepy. And then he goes in front of the march. We're going to get them. They're shaking their boots. We're going to take everything. Rah! I'm wearing an armband. Cold dead hands. Rah! So there you go. The signs. Okay, we'll pry from your cold dead hands. But here's the individual running for the sheriff's department in North Carolina. This is a Daryl Fisher. Here he is.
First off, I would like to see the age for purchase of any firearm raised to 21. I think that we should ban the sale of all high-capacity magazines, handguns, and long guns. I think that we need to ban the sale of any mechanism that will allow a firearm to fire in rapid succession. Any weapon that's designed for use by the military, I think we should ban. You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my guns from my cold dead hands. Okay.
Yeah, hashtag hunt Republicans. So that's the spirit in the air. They've always wanted our guns to have their political way with us. These are parasites, and they're idiot followers. We come back. I've got more of these clips. I'll get into the serious escalation with Russia. And, you know, people are really mad at Trump about signing the omnibus bill, which just means it's they have 12 spending packages a year, not the budget. But it's part of a budgetary process, and then you combine one or more. That's an omnibus. And, yeah. He kind of had a Hobson's choice. He had a choice where every choice was bad, and he wanted to keep the economy going. I'm not defending it, but I think Congress gets the real blame for passing that thing. But Trump could have stayed on it more. The big issue is this Russia situation, because Trump's way more hardcore on Russia than Obama ever was, because he's getting bullied into it, and it only makes it worse. And Russia is not guilty of the things that the globalists say Russia is guilty of. The only thing Russia is guilty of is pulling out of the New World Order. We also have Trump going sideways on exposing vaccines. He has put out rhetoric that is not strong on the Second Amendment. So he is beginning to listen to political advice, moving him more to the center, which will end up losing us the midterm elections coming up. So Trump's way better than Hillary. But, and he's gotten rid of a bunch of globalists in the cabinet. There's some good things. He's fighting China, screwing us over on one side of deals. It's just that he's not the Messiah, and it's not perfect. But the big enemy is the Democrats and the globalists coming for our guns, and people better get mobilized because they mean business. They've gone from eating around the edges over the years and you know, denying all this stuff they wanted to being very out in the open everywhere, saying they want to repeal the Second Amendment. So that's coming up. Briefly. Tim Frugier came in here, and he said, Alex, we are going to sell out of BrainForce Plus, our incredibly popular nootropic, healthy energy, healthy stamina, so good for the brain, our number one best-selling product because it works so well, over 5,000 five-star reviews on Power Reviews. He said, but it's about to sell out. I said, why would we do 50% off if it's about to sell out? He said, because we have a huge shipment coming in 2 weeks, and we've noticed that when we discount BrainForce, it brings people in to buy other products, like the Red Pill Challenge, the real Red Pill products now back in stock, which is a 7-day challenge. You take it about 7 days till it kicks in. It's all the precursors, everything your brain needs, the preglinone and so much more. So we've got both of those 50% off, the real Red Pill, and we've got our great nootropic Brain Force 50% off combo together or separately at InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
You know, they put in the lawsuit against me that Georgetown University is carrying out against InfoWars and the First Amendment. They're calling for the repeal of the First Amendment in the suit. They said one reason I'm being sued is, even though the person isn't a plaintiff, is saying that Umar Mateen was an FBI informant in the Pulse nightclub shooting. Now, that was in the Associated Press at the time. And we just simply pointed out there was another stand down and that he had been saying he was going to do this. Remember his father bizarrely went and stood behind Hillary Clinton at one of her rallies there in Florida, just a few miles from where it all happened. You can just type in Umar Mateen's father at Hillary rally. Remember the bizarreness of that? It turns out he's an FBI informant, and it's being reported on by CBS News. Father of Pulse Gunman was FBI informant, widow attorney says, and now because the prosecutors have allowed that into the case, they want a mistrial. So not only was the son an FBI informant, but he was one, too, and then the son worked for an international security company, a mercenary group, and then went and attacked the nightclub. And people reported, by the way, multiple shooters. They said, no, we saw two different men shooting. But then I'm sued, and in the suit it says, and Jones said Pulse nightclub shooter was an FBI informant. Just like I said, the Democrats are scripting the anti-gun rallies and paying for the buses and the airplanes on record, and they brag they are in AP, Reuters, BuzzFeed, you name it. They then sue me and put in there, in the lawsuit, that's totally separate. They're suing me, claiming that I said that the guy, the photographer who's a Democrat, works at the State Department, killed the girl that died in Charlottesville. I didn't say that. But then they have a 70-page brief where it says, and we're suing him because he said Umar Mateen was an FBI informant. And we're suing him because he says the Democrats fund the kids. And we're suing him because he says this and that. And then here it is. Umar Mateen's father was an FBI informant before Pulse shooting. New York Daily News. And I told you this last year. Next year's news today. But it was in the news then. That's what's crazy is it'll pop up in mainstream news. We report it. Then they attack us. And they say that we made it up. See, I've been chosen as the fake news icon, as the fake news card. They think the public's dumb, doesn't really pay attention. So they decided to brand me as fake news so that if the sun comes up and they want to say it didn't, they go, Jones said the sun came up. People walk out, they see a yellow ball, they go, well, Jones is fake. So I see a yellow ball, but I don't, because I don't want to get attacked. I don't want to be ridiculed. They're culturally saying, if you see the sun come up or you say 2 + 2 = 4, we're going to viciously attack you and call you names and sue you and go after your sponsors and destroy your life. So you better say 2 + 2 = 5 or whatever else we want. That's the psychological tactic here. So I'm attacked in thousands of publications saying Jones made it up and said that the FBI staged the Pulse nightclub attack. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. The FBI came out and leaked that they were ordered to stand down. Just like in San Bernardino before that, the FBI, two agents, one a federal FBI agent, another a federal marshal, were under criminal investigation 2 years before San Bernardino attack on the Christmas party by two jihadis for investigating the mosque and those two going to Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. So how do you spin it when the FBI comes out and says we're being ordered to stand down? You just say Alex Jones says the FBI did it. You lie about it. You try to shut him down. That's how they counter this. But, oh, sorry. Sorry. Father of Pulse gunman was FBI informant. Widow's attorneys say so was the shooter. Pulse's gunman father was an FBI informant under criminal investigation. Oh, see, under criminal investigation, the FBI was ordered to stand down. And you can read the article where they were investigating and Obama's Justice Department killed it. And then Umar Mateen's father is so arrogant, he put out YouTube videos calling for killing gays, calling for jihad. And then his son goes and does it, and he's got the nerve to show up at a Hillary Clinton event and stand behind her as a symbol to the other jihadis that you can trust Hillary, we're okay, they're still on our side. That was all a message to an individual that all the evidence points towards being some type of multinational intelligence asset, Umar Mateen's father, and then Umar Mateen, part of the international mercenary police group, one of the largest in the world. And then we don't even say we know what happened. We just say it should be investigated, and we're the bad guys. That's why they want us shut down. You cannot make up stuff this crazy. Like the top investigator for the Seth Rich investigation, shot twice in the back and run over with his dog. He lives. They grabbed the guy that did it. He's a 40-something-year-old Marine assigned to national security at the Department of Energy. You can't make that. When a government hitman comes, that's exactly what it's like. They got some cutout job at the Department of Energy or another place like that. They get activated. They come. Seth Rich gets shot in the back. You investigate, you get shot in the back. Move along, move along, move along. Nothing to see here, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. All right, I haven't gotten to Russia yet. And China involved in all of our microchips, all of our telecoms. They could flip a switch. It's mainstream news and turn all our telephones off, all emergency, everything. But Russia's the problem because they say they nerve gas somebody with no evidence. Okay. Boy, I wish that was our problem. Mike Cernovich is coming up. He's got a ton of stuff to cover. I'm going to get into the clips I set out air this segment, but I didn't have time to get to them, where they're putting all the violence they want to do to us and how they're going to take our guns and just this boiling fascist group of leftists that are anti-gun, anti-free speech, out beating people up all over the streets. Thank God we got a Second Amendment for times such as this, when this country's in deep, 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 deep crisis. And Trump is starting to go sideways in some ways under incredible pressure. He's gotten so much done as well, but he's starting to become hit or miss under massive attack. So we can bitch and complain all day about the omnibus spending packages, but my point is, let's move on and get better people elected to Congress, because that's where the problem started. And let's understand, they're trying to steal elections all over this country, and they're pouring in foreign money, and they're doing it all right now, and Trump's counting on the people to be rallied and to be strong and to realize we just started the war to take this country back, and it's not going to be a cakewalk. It's not a joke. This isn't a game. They're not libtards, folks. They're hardcore criminals on top with a bunch of dumbed down, mindless, alone people that are scared and desperate, who think they're going to become successful as soon as they get your guns and run your life. Now, as I said earlier, because this is so important for funding the operation, plus if you've never tried it, I think once you try it, you're going to love it, because we went out and studied the top nootropics in the country that are $50, $60, $70. We knew they were jacking up their prices 3, 4, 5 times, so we give it to you at a very, very low price, normally for $39.95. Right now, BrainForce Plus, our best-selling nootropic, is 50% off. It's 50% off our best-seller BrainForce Plus, a fan-favorite nootropic to help you supercharge your mind. And for a limited time, it's 50% off, because it's about to sell out, but we get more in about a week and a half. And it's at this price, it's basically a lost leader. But I want you to see all the other great products. The real red pill is pregnenone, which is the precursor, the healthy precursor to all of the hormones. So to produce normal hormones, you've got to have it. It lowers and lowers after about age 20. We've got that with the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, all. But it's a 7-day challenge. It isn't like BrainForce that hits you in 30 minutes. You got to take the real red pill for a week. It doesn't have additives, so it's a pink pill, actually. It's got some turmeric in it. But the point is that the real red pill is amazing. It's 50% off. It's been sold out. It just came back in. And I just told them 50% off. I guess that hadn't changed yet. We'll get that changed for you right now. So, again, InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we're going to end the $50 off of the Alexa Pure Breeze today. We're going to end 25% off on Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality today, because both of those are selling out. Myco ZX, 50% off. That's got to end. Reason they haven't ended is I haven't come up with new specials today. Right before we went live today, I said, let's do 50% off BrainForce and on the real red pill. And the fog of war, we haven't lowered the price of the real red pill, but we will as we speak, as they're listening. All right, we'll be back with hour number 2 to cover all the other geopolitical news, the stupid Stormy Daniels stuff. The CFR admits the New World Order is in deep trouble. You ought to hear what the head of the Hungarian parliament is saying about Soros. It's all coming up. But you are the resistance. When you tell folks about your local stations, when you spread the word, when you spread the links, we are unstoppable.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
The scientists